War and peace struggles continue in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A tribe in Chad can now hear God's word via radio, and a mattress provides the support for ministry in Moldova's orphanages. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where skirmishes threaten to bring down the country's struggling peace accord. According to the reports, warring factions are stoking tensions in the country's volatile east. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says that their teams haven't been directly affected by the violence, but the people they're reaching have been.
I've heard of nothing that affects our work. It just continues to cause doubt, but this type of thing, of course, would hamper that. So it started over again, trying to figure out how we're going to get these people together.
Vinton says, as for prayer, remember those who are training to be church leaders and others with vision.
We have to continually put these people before the Lord, I think, as men and women made in the image of God, fellow believers in Christ, many of them there, that the Lord will work, maybe use some of them to be the catalyst and bringing back change.
Next, conflicts are growing in number as famine bites Niger. A double scourge of locust and drought leaves up to 8 million people in danger of starvation. SIM set up a food for work program this spring, reaching three villages and three districts in Zender. Men willing to work are paid in food, helping whole families. The project was so successful, the team renewed it this month. SIM follows Christ's example by addressing the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of individuals. You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio is partnering with Link Care Center to produce a series of upbeat radio spots on how believers can respond during the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in the U.S. Psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist is the lead voice of the program.
We try and utilize concepts of healthy growth, post-traumatic growth, growth after the crisis, to enable people to have somewhat of a positive outlook, both from the terms of the caregivers who are providing care, and the survivors who are coping with all of this.
Lindquist says many people are resilient to tragedy, but many are not and need assurance. These are times when sharing the gospel is paramount.
When things are going bad, we look around possibly a little bit more for meaning and purpose in life. And this is a wonderful time to help people who might otherwise not have been interested in seeing what sorts of alternative choices, particularly looking toward the Lord, that they have in these times of need.
Meanwhile, illiteracy is creating difficulty in sharing the gospel with tribal peoples in Africa. Back to the Bible's assisting Mark and Diane Vanderkoy, missionaries with the Evangelical Alliance mission to build a radio station in Chad to reach out to the Kwong people.
For many years, we've been a little bit frustrated with the fact that the people can't read, which means they can't appreciate the scriptures. We thought for many years that if they can't read the scriptures, it would be very nice if they could listen to the scriptures, and radio was a obvious way of being able to do that.
It's the only FM radio station in the area. Back to the Bible raised the money to build it. Vanderkoy is excited about reaching the 15,000 Kwong.
The Kwong are one of a group of very small tribes that are sandwiched between the very large non-Muslim tribes to the south and the Muslims to the north, and they're a very strategic place in the world, and they need the gospel.
Regular programming begins at the end of the year, and providing a place for an orphan to lay their head can often open doors for outreach. Little Samaritan Mission's work in Moldovan orphanages includes making sure the children have a mattress to sleep on. In some places, the kids haven't had new bedding in a decade or more. The dignity of a clean bed often opens doors. Team members say it represents a powerful example of God's love to these children. They need to see that God loves them and hasn't forgotten them. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.